GOP torches Dems after attack on Border Patrol. Direct result of left's inflammatory rhetoric. By Joshua Klein on July 7, 2025. Republican lawmakers are blasting Democrats over incendiary rhetoric, including calls for blood and warnings of being willing to get shot, which they say fueled a violent ambush on federal Border Patrol agents in McAllen, Texas, just hours after a bombshell report revealed the left's increasingly militant push to fight against President Donald Trump's immigration agenda. In an Axios article published Monday, one Democrat lawmaker admitted, "Our own base is telling us that what we're doing is not good enough. That there needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public." According to the report, another added that activists are urging members to be willing to get shot when entering ICE facilities. In addition, dozens of Democrats said their supporters are becoming increasingly hostile, displaying disregard for American institutions, political traditions, and even the rule of law. Just hours later, 27-year-old Ryan Louis Mosqueda arrived in tactical gear and opened fire outside a Border Patrol annex in McAllen, injuring three, including a police officer shot in the knee, before agents fatally shot him. DHS confirmed the incident and said a full investigation is underway. In response, GOP members issued a wave of public statements condemning Democrat rhetoric and demanding accountability. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, RLA, condemned the rhetoric and its consequences. "When Democrats assault our brave law enforcement officers with their actions and rhetoric, it encourages unstable people to go even further," he stated. "We call on every elected official to insist that law enforcement must be treated with the dignity and respect they deserve." Representative Greg Stoob, RFL, tied the attack directly to leftist incitement. "The radical left hates law and order. They spent years vilifying Border Patrol, ICE, and police. Now their activists are being told to prepare for violence and that there needs to be blood. This morning, a gunman in tactical gear tried to ambush federal agents in Texas," he said. "Thankfully, this type of criminal behavior will not be tolerated under a POTUS leadership," he added. Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, called the shooting tragic, infuriating, and completely predictable. "This is what happens when the media and the entire Democratic Party runs a round-the-clock hate campaign against our brave Border Patrol and ICE agents," he wrote. "These heroes risk their lives every day for our country. Pray for them." Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, called out Democrat incitement. "Terrible news out of South Texas today, where a madman opened fire at Border Patrol agents. Thankfully, the threat was neutralized. Democrats in the media and in Congress have incited violence just like this against Border Patrol and ICE. This must stop now." Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, linked the violence to recent media narratives. "Days after Democrats publicly encouraged violence with their rhetoric, there is a targeted attack on ICE and Border Patrol in McAllen, TX. These officers are merely trying to uphold federal law, and Democrats are putting targets on their backs. Disgusting," he wrote. Hours later, Border Patrol agents are targeted with an ambush. "Coincidence?" he added. Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, slammed the left's out-of-control rhetoric. "The radical left's violent rhetoric is out of control," he wrote. Hours after this reporting, a deranged man ambushed Border Patrol agents in Texas. "May God bless and protect our law enforcement officers," he added. Meanwhile, the official House GOP account demanded accountability, stating, "House Democrats must condemn this violent attack and end their dishonest smear campaign that has placed a bullseye on the backs of our Border Patrol agents." The House Judiciary GOP echoed the message, calling the attack horrible. "Pray for our Border Patrol agents," the committee added. In a separate post, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, challenged Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and her allies. "I agree with that, Caroline Leavitt. I would encourage OCC and other Democrats to meet with the United States Border Patrol. These are honorable Americans simply trying to do their job to enforce the law. Our Border Patrol officials are heroes, and the baseless attacks against them are despicable," he wrote. Representative Lisa McLean, RME, denounced the violence as politically motivated. "Border Patrol agents risk their lives every day to keep our communities safe," she stated. This egregious act of violence is unacceptable and a direct result of the left's inflammatory rhetoric. My prayers are with the injured officer, and I continue to pray for the safety of all of our Border Patrol and law enforcement, she added. Representative Mary Miller, Ariel, blamed the media and Democrat leaders for radicalizing their base. This horrific attack is the result of Democrat lies and constant fear-mongering from the fake news media, she wrote. Our brave Border Patrol and ICE agents risk their lives every day to defend our nation. Pray for them. In a Monday statement, the Department of Homeland Security confirmed the attack, noting that the department has zero tolerance for assaults on federal officers or property and will bring the full weight of the law against those responsible. On Monday, Acting ICE Director Tom Homan warned that leftist rhetoric has pushed some activists from protest to violence. We have senators, we have congresspeople that compare ICE to the Nazis. Attacks on ICE are up 700%, he stated. As calls mount for Democrats to condemn the violence and rein in their rhetoric, Republican leaders are warning that without drastic changes, the next incident could be even deadlier. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.